Yishalmi Shvius Daf Lamed Ches. So the Gemara, try. We mentioned two different Mahalkim to explain Machlokes Tanoim, Elezer, and Yeshua in the Mishnah. And the Gemara now tries a third Mahalah. Abchiskiu Pasa Masisa Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvius. Abchiskiu learns the Mishnah is speaking about a case of a luf that was planted on Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvius, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the year of Shvius. Nitu Erev Rosh Hashanah B'Shvius. And then as he planted it on Erev Rosh Hashanah B'Shvius, V'yasa Beitza B'Shishas. And it produced a growth already in the sixth year. It already began to produce in the sixth year. So therefore, if it grew in the sixth year, then there's no din of Gezeirah Shvichin because it grew in the sixth year, not in the seventh year. That would be the yellow. And that's so far the same as the Mishnah before, as the Teretz before. But now we're going to see a difference. So again, also Beitza B'Shvius, that it grew in the sixth year. V'dichno B'Shishas, and he crushed it, the leaves in the sixth year, that it can't grow anymore. And Mela, V'yakar B'Sof Shvius, and he went and uprooted it at completely at the end of Shvius. So now let's understand this. So again, so not like the case before the Teretz was that we had with Rav Yosa, was that he planted it before Rosh Hashanah, and then he trampled it in Shvius. So then the question is, we say, then it grew now, the end of the Shvius year, Aniyim are entitled to only take off what would have grown in the seventh year, the rest he's allowed to have because it's Hefker. But here, he did more. He planted it the sixth year, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvius, and then it began to grow, which is no din svichin, and then he already crushed it in the sixth year. So now it would stop growing. However, since luf, by definition, when it's still attached to the ground, he only crushed it, he didn't detach it. It still added a little bit to it, it still grew a little bit. And now he waited at the end of the Shvius year, he went ahead, and he was okay, he now uprooted the luf from the ground completely. So now the question is, unlike Rav Yoshi, who said you uprooted in the eighth year, he uprooted in the sixth year, and now he completely uprooted in the seventh year. What's the halacha in such a case? So here we have, see, it's the Gemara discussed, so Chizkiyahu explains. In Tamar, Dikon Ke'ikr, if you say that crushing is the Ikr, is like uprooting, Kulu Babayas, it all belongs to the owner. Because everything was done in the sixth year. He crushed it, which is already like he was Ikr it. And the fact that it was still attached to the ground doesn't mean anything. It belongs to the owner. Because the owner did everything properly. Nothing happened in Shvius. It all grew from it. It all was Akkar before. Because tramping is like it's Akkar. And therefore, it belongs to the way my Fulda explains, it belongs to the owner. However, if you tell me, that crushing it is not like uprooting it, then it could be Baal Bayis. Then all of it does not go to the Baal Bayis. Because it all grew, because it's still on Shvius. And it father, he lost it. It's only, it didn't know what happens. Even though what partner grew in the sixth year, it really grew more in the seventh year because it's not Akkar. You didn't Akkar it till it didn't get Akkar till the end of Shvius. So Mela, therefore, it all belongs to the Aniyim. The owner has nothing, doesn't get anything from it because it's not considered like he was Akkar it. If that's so, the Fika will come out. Since he has a suffek, whether it's considered deacon or not, whether crushing is like uprooting, therefore, the halacha would be, make a cheshma daniyim, and therefore, what considered grew in the sixth year, that he's allowed to keep. What he grew in the seventh year, everything else that goes to the owner. That belongs, that he can't have any part, because it was the seventh year. And therefore, that would go to daniyim. And Yeshua would say, no. He doesn't have a suffix. Yeshua said definitely crushing is like uprooting, therefore everything belongs to the owner. It's not a problem because it considered was Akkar before Shvius started in the sixth year. And therefore, whatever happened later is insignificant. It doesn't matter. So that's the way Chizkiyahu would explain to Machlokes of Yeshua and in the Mishnah and Rav Lazer. You know, the suffix, Machlokes is only Rav Lazer's Mesupik whether crushing is like uprooting, like Akkar. So therefore, if whether deacons like Akkar or not. So therefore, here the case was where he didn't uproot till the end of the seventh year. So the Vavada, the owner, can't take it because it's into the uprooted the seventh year. It's like a Gruen Shvius. And maybe only Aniyim could have it. It's Mutar Aniyim, but he can't have anything. Even the part that grew in the sixth year. However, Yeshua says, no, Daka, I don't have a suffix. I know that the crushing is like uprooting. And maybe it was done in the end of the sixth year before Shvius. And maybe everything goes to the Balabayas. There's no suffix on the rest of it. There's nothing goes to the Aniyim. That would be what Chizkiyahu would learn, the Machlokes, Rav Yoshua and Rav Elazar. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Gemara says, now look, you make a quarter of a laser. They call it in the Mishnah, you make a cheshbon with daniyim. The Gemara has a question, what does it make? How do you do this? How do you make such a cheshbon? How do you figure it out? It's not an exact science. How do you figure out? If the luf grew in the ground for 3 years, besides the Yerushvez, it grew 3 full years. As we said in the Mishnah originally, these things take a long time to grow. Now, let me have rova. Then they're very simple. Give the aniyim, give the owners, los aniyim rova. The owner has to give the aniyim a fourth of the leaves because it grew 1 year, the Yerushvez, out of the 4 years that it was in the ground. Shtei shanim. If it stood in the ground 2 years, another mishlish, then you have to give the aniyim a third. Because why? Because a third, it stayed 2 years plus Shvias, so that's 1 year. Shanachas, what if it stood in the ground the year Shvias plus only one other year? No, so the Aniyim get a half. So it varies. The formula that says more very simple. The formula is very simple is you go by how long it stayed in the ground. If it's Shvias was 1 year and it stayed in the air only one other year, just the sixth and seventh year or the seventh and eighth year, then the Aniyim get half and the other half goes to the owner. And if it's longer, then they can divide it, you continue dividing it accordingly, a third or a quarter. Says the Gemara, a shayla, based upon what we said, now the machlokes is tanoim. Again, there were different ways to learn this Gemara. Let's go by the way the Mara Fudel learns it. Rav Yossi, Pasa, Masis, and Levei Rosh Hashanah Shvias. We also interpreted the Mishnah talking about a case where it happened, where the luf was planted in the year before Rosh Hashanah Shvias and was crushed during Shvias. Rav Chizkio learns the same idea, except he planted it before Rosh Hashanah and he crushed it before Rosh Hashanah. He crushed it in the sixth year before it started. So therefore, in such a case, luf shall have Shvias. The case of the Halakha of the Mishnah says, the case luf shall have Shvias. That's the case we're talking about. You planted before, that's the case in the Mishnah. This kof in the Mishnah really belongs in a different Mishnah. It's not really over here. Says the Maror Fulda. That we explain now, the Machlokes, according to whether the Dichon is considered an Oikar or not, that's really going on the case of the Mishnah before. Not on the case, not on this line of the Mishnah, but on the line before. Because here, everyone would agree that it grew in Shvias. It's Akar. Everyone agreed the same law would apply that it should be considered Shvias. So the Gemara says, 1 second, still not finished with the Machlokes. Rabbi Buin, Gemara says, came from Zera, and he had a following shayla. How could you say that the machlokes is tanoim? It's based upon whether crushing is like oikar or not, whether deacon is ikir or not. Then if that was true, even in the other years of Shvias, would apply the same halacha. We would argue the same halacha. In the other years, do we consider what year is it? In other words, it's not a you're saying this machlokes nogeya to the din of Shvias if the year that he did it on the seventh year. Frank the Gemara said, Rabbun had a good kasha. If the lumbus is, the machlokes and the lumbus is whether deacon crushing is like oiker, then there should be no nafkamina whether it's the year Shvias or any other year. You have the same halacha. What if it happened was you planted it in year number one and then you crushed it in year number two? So if you say that, and you planted in year number one and you crushed it in the end of year one and then you were oiker in year two. So if you say that halacha is that you go by that dikun is like oiker, so it's very simple. According to that shita, then you take maisa based on the first year. But if you say dikun is not like oiker and oiker uprooting is when you go bust and you're uprooting it, then uprooting out the second year. So you have a whole different halacha to say that what maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is different than maisa rishon. It's a whole different formula. So the halacha really applies. Why dafka the year shviz is the mission talking about? The machlokes, let's be sure, should apply in every single year as well, the whole cycle, every year of the cycle. So the Gemara says, maybe in Akanami they argue, do it. Maybe you'll tell me in Akanami that they do argue in that luck would be Dafka in the other years, can't be. But tell me not a Brisa. If it was in the second year and it went into the third year, Eino, Medaknov, Eino, Manam, Menamayim. You can't crush it, nor do you owe any water in the second year. Bishvil, Shehi, Maisha Sheni. In order that should be considered, Maisha Sheni. Hoysisha, Nechnes, Levius, Medakno, you can crush it. You could hold back water, because now a halacha would be considered maaser ani. You have a din of maaser ani, not maaser sheni. So you see, how the armo, the Bryce is telling you, the dikun iker. The curve in this Bryce is very clear. A dikun is like iker. It's telling you what you can do in the second year, what you can do in the third year. So you want to tell me, that this machlokes of a way you explain Bein Rav Yosef, Bein Chizkiyo, both the way you explain, either way, was the machlokes is whether it is a suffix, whether of Yeshua's side is whether Dikur is like Iker or not, and Yeshua said it is like Dikur, and he says it's not like Dikur, the Chaira, it can't be, because the Gemara is telling you that it's being applied to all over as well. So the Chaira, you would see pretty clearly that this, the way we're learning this Mishnah, this very clearly that the machlokes can't be the halacha the way we're explaining it, that shaila whether the deacon is like Iku or not, or if Yeshua is clear and Yeshua is besafek. And that's the way to explain the Mishnah. That can't be, because we see over here, there's no suffix. Everyone agrees Deacon is Ke'ikur. So if that's so, Rabban's point is very well taken. You can't learn the Machlokes of the Machlokes of the last, that we had, remember, three ways to learn the Machlokes in the Mishnah. So the second way, Rav Oshia's way, was creating a suffix where the Deacon is Ke'ikur. Just the question happened in the year of Shvius, or Chizkio that happened before Shvius. That can't be the case, because no suffix. Everyone agrees Deacon is Ke'ikur. So therefore, we can accept that Teretz. It has to be only way, the first way we explain the Machlokes of Tanoim, the first way we mention it, that the way we're fully explaining the Gemara, is that it's only the first shot in the Machlokes Tanoim can be explained. We can't use the last Tomarayim to explain the way they learned it, that Machlokes Tanoim. That is the way the Marama Fulda learns it, the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, the Rashmi Sul learns it, a different way to explain it, but we're saying the pshat is the way the Marama Fulda very clearly explains what Bun's Shaila is and what the Gemara's Maskana is, that the Teretz of Rav Yirmiyahu, the first Teretz of the Gemara, is Iker. Look at the last line of the Marama Fulda. He says, Shema Mino, Lekuyama Dikun Ki Iker, and Mashem Pashtad the Mestisa has to be the Kipshash of the Mishnah, and the Teretz of Rav Yirmiyahu Iker, that the first Teretz of the explanation of the Mishnah, according to Rav Yirmiyahu, is what is considered is what's considered the pshat in the Mishnah, and not like the last two terutzim. The Mishnah continued, Lof Shalev Shvius, Lof Shalev Shvius, if Lof Shalev came out of Shvius, so the same thing, Allah applies the other things as well. You have to go and uproot them, Yachlogas Besham Besil, with a wooden spade, or you can use even a metal spade. Rav Yosef Beshem Rabbalo, Rav Yosef said the name Ravalo, Tiftosh Ikon Achelot Simucho, explain the case of the Mishnah referring to, where you uprooted them before they even gave off leaves. Even before they gave off leaves. Says the, explain, what does that mean? Says the Mafulta Nilav Kane, Asalakun Lafsid Peyro Shvius. Because Allah could be the case that you said, that I got that we said in our Mishnah, the case we're talking about, that we're talking about where you uprooted them, where you got to uproot them with a staff. The question is which one, with a wood or metal, you have to say the case of the Mishnah is only where you uprooted them before they even had any leaves. Because once they had leaves, then it says the Allah will be yosef to go ahead and root them. Then you go destroy the leaves. You can't do that on Shvius. So before they do leaves, you could go, you can uproot them, because you're like, question, how you let uproot them? You let uproot them because there's no din Shvius. It's only that next day, it looks like you're doing you're preparing the ground. Everybody, Shammai says with a wooden thing, but still it says with a metal thing. But because not the derek that we do it. But they're no leaves. But if they're leaves, it'll be yosef medina because it didn't Shvius. It'll be Asim Midin Shvius. That's the way the Mafudal quotes the Rosh. That would be considered Asim Midina, because they Yamamish are putting the leaves, and that would be considered Asir. That would be considered Asir, and it would be Asir to do. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Kitsonim onions. What does Kitsonim mean? The Gemara says, Kitanoi. These are seasonal ones. These are going, Kitna is the summer. Targum Kayetz, Kaita. Bay Kaita is the summer. We used to call a summer camp called Bay Kaita. So a summer camp. So something over here means that these are onions that grow in the early summer and are picked at the end of the summer. They grow in that particular season. That's what Mishnah's talking about. And those are the cases you can go ahead and you can uproot those, because those are not the seasonal, and therefore there's no din of staying there. It doesn't look like Shvius. Everyone knows that it's not a season. It's not a thing that stays over year Shvius. And therefore that's a halacha. You'd be allowed to go do those. That's what the Mishnah is referring to.